The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Pei Gimel. The discussion continues around the different halachas of Avodah Zarah. Again, these are things that are not so common or not so relevant halachic. There is an interesting shiloh that comes out from the Gemara on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, which has to do with Tfilas Kelim. One of the areas of halacha that's interesting and not so well understood is the intricate halachas of Tfilas Kelim, which Kelim have to be toiveled in a mikveh before being used. Nothing to do with whether they're kosher or not, but if they were a kli which was made by a goy is mechuyev in Tfilas Kelim, there are some things that are simply hard to be toiveled. They're too big, they're too cumbersome, or more importantly, there are certain electronic kelim which cannot be toiveled because they could make the electronic mechanism inside the kli malfunction. And because of that, there's an eitzah of how to do it, which is a tetzah, an outgrowth of a proper understanding of the Al Gemara. Even though the Gemara itself has to do it by the Zohar, we'll try to understand the concept behind it in order to be able to appreciate and understand the study of the shailas of Tfilas Kelim. The Gemara has a shaila, boy Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Vaidazar, Yeshin Leivorim, or any Leivorim. The shaila is, if a something that was Miyuchit Vaidazar, for instance, a candelabra that was used for a menorah that was used for the service of Vaidazar, it broke into pieces. Are those pieces still have a shein of Vaidazar? Now, Tetz explains that the Gemara's Chakira was not Legabi the Isser, since those pieces can be put together, as the Gemara will say. It definitely has the Isser of Avodah Zarah. The Shal is only Gabi Tumas of Avodah Zarah. What's the difference? The understanding of the Gemara is like this. What Tosfos means to say is that the shame of Avodah Zarah has to do with the fact that this thing is miyuchad to use, to serve Avodah Zarah. If that's the case, it's still miyuchad Avodah Zarah. All you have to do is nail the pieces back together, glue them, nail, solder the pieces back together, and it can be used again. Avodah Zarah, it retains its shame as being miyuchad Avodah Zarah. However, the tumah of Avodah Zarah has to do with it being a kli of Avodah Zarah. The tumah is chal on a kli. The tumah is chal on something which has a usage. In that context, a kama that now is broken into pieces, it could be it doesn't have that kli, that cheshivus, and therefore maybe the tumah doesn't stick to it, the tumah goes off. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Lamaisa, the Gemara says, in the second pshat in the Gemara shayla, something which cannot be fixed by a layman, something that cannot be fixed by a regular person, but needs professional care, needs to be fixed professionally, that the Gemara says is pashut, that's considered broken. It can only be fixed by somebody who's an expert at welding the parts back together again, at rebuilding from those parts, those shattered pieces, the kli that it used to be, that's klod, that's called broken. The shaila is, what happens if it's broken, but somebody could fix it? You don't need to be particularly skilled or trained to fix it. Anybody could nail the pieces or glue the pieces back together again. Lamaisa, now that's not nailed together, it's not glued together, does it retain its shame as a kli of Avodah Zarah, does it have a chshivus of being miyuchid for that use of Avodah Zarah, or not? Here's where our shaila of Tfilas Kelim figures in. As we said, there are certain things which, if one would toivel in a mikveh, it could ruin the electronic functioning of that kli. We'll discuss which things yeah, which things not in a minute. What would be the eitzah for Tfilas Kelim? The halacha is every clay suda, anything which is used in the direct preparation of food, not only forks, knives, and spoons, and plates, and such, cutlery, and dishes, but also any pots, pans, that food goes directly into, trays, etc. The halacha is the mechuyev midar certain metals midar aisa. We learn around the psukim and pashas matos from clay midyon and certain things midar abonon. All those things have to be toivled in a mikveh before being used as yitz. It's not shalav yitz in a heter. It's a separate din tefilas kelim, a din der aisa. The aisa that's proposed by the poskim that had to deal with this issue of clay cheshmal, things that you need electricity, was to break the kli in a way that would render it not a kli, to break the kli in a way that needs professional fixing. If it's something, if you break something, you just take it apart, but it's very easily put together, all it needs is a screw, and anybody who has a Phillips head screwdriver could put it back together again, that would be a shaila whether the shame kli would go off of the kli. Meaning, why do we have to take off the name of the kli? The essential mechayev of tefilas kelim is anything that was made by a goy. If it was made by Yid, it's not mechayev. So what do? You buy something, you go to a store in Bar Park or in Yerushalayim, and you buy a pot that was made in China, as are most things today in the world. It was made in China. If the pot was made in China, it was made by Goyim, then you have to total in the mikvah before using it in the preparation of food. So what happens, let's say you buy yourself a hot water urn for Shabbos, one of those urns that stay on the whole Shabbos, and again, it was made in China, wherever the case may be. It's used directly in the preparation of food, because the water goes directly in it. L'chayim needs tefillas kelim. What are you going to do? Put it in a mikvah? It's quite possible that it'll destroy the electronic heating element that's inside. When it gets wet, it could short circuit. Some of them, by the way, is not such a big deal because they dry. All you have to do is leave them out to dry 3 or 4 days, not in a wet place, and it will dry itself out. You try it a few times. If it shorts the electricity, just put back on the fuse and wait another few days till it dries out. Some things they say, certain delicate electronic devices that are in certain types of heating elements can be damaged. In that case, it's almost impossible to be tovel it. You wouldn't be able to wash it in a dishwasher. You can't be tovel it in a mikveh. So what do? They have the eitzah that they say to bring the piece, the hot water, the hot water heater to an electronic store. Somebody knows how to do this thing. Will break the kli in a way which is mechayev ma'isa uman. That will render it not a kli anymore. When the uman remakes it, not uman, but uman, when the professional redoes the kli, when he fixes it, then now the kli was recreated by him. That's called his product. It's his product. It was made by Yid. It's not mechuyev in tefilas kelim. Most of the poskim pachad hold of this eitzah. Rav Vosner has some difficulty with it. The reasons are not within our shear. The poskim do it. People do it. People take these kelim. The problem is something else. The problem is what happens if the kli has a base kibul. Means say, if the kli is something, for instance, a sandwich maker. That's a classic. A sandwich maker, you make the food directly. By the way, a toaster oven doesn't really have the problem because you don't have to table the toaster oven. All you have to table is the rack, the tray, the rack, whatever you put the food directly on. Which is not a big deal. Take it to a mikveh, you put it in, dry it over the towel. Not a big deal. The things that are usually need tefillas kelim, as far as electronics, is a sandwich maker. A sandwich maker, the food goes directly into one of those things you smash the sandwich in. Again, a grill of a barbecue and such, you could just be table to grill. You don't have to take the thing itself. Only whatever the food sits on. Sandwich maker, the sandwich goes into the sandwich maker itself. Over there, it's hard to table. So what they do is they break the electronic, the connection, electronic connection in the machine. They put it back together again. What you've done is you've rendered the machine unusable. If the machine is unusable, then a Yid fixes it so that it's being made by a Yid. If it was told Maisa Uman to fix it, then it's definitely Ois Kli. It loses its shame Kli that was made by a Goy. Thereafter, it's a Kli that's made by a Yid. In the hot water thing, the way we were talking about, is more of a problem. Why? Because besides for the fact that the hot water bottle or urn heats up the water, it also has another Shishtamshus. You could put water in it. You could store water in it. It has a clay kibble. It would be makabel tumah. It would have a shame kli, whatever dine Torah of kelim are, even without the heating element. If that's the case, break the heating element. It's still the kli itself is made by Yid. There, what you have to do is you have to puncture a hole in the shame kli. You have to make it ois clay kibble by making the thing that holds onto the wall. You have to make it holy. In a way that, I don't mean holy as in Kedusha, but you have to put in a hole that the water should be able to get out. You break the clay kibble. Once something has a hole in the clay kibble, it becomes ois kli. So it loses its shame as a kli that was made, clay akum, that was made by a goy. And thereafter, when you fix the clay kibble, and now the water stays in the container the way it's supposed to stay, it now has a shame kli that was made by Yid, you can fix it that way. Again, as we said, most electronic things are not a problem because you don't put the food down directly on the electric. You put it down the tray. The tray could be terrible. sandwich makers where it comes up. There is a svara that they say, which is a little bit iffy, Ravazner Zeichet Beshteir Daim, is to say that anything that has to be used by being plugged into the wall, it doesn't work on batteries, since it can only work being plugged into the wall, it's Mechubel Lekarka. It's hard to be Mechubel. Mechubel Lekarka doesn't have a shame kli, it's not Mechubel Tumma, wouldn't have a shame kli Legari Tfilos Kelim. It's hard to be Mechubel that being plugged into the wall renders it ois kli. Computer plugged into the wall can only be used with a plug. It's not a kli. Computer maybe is not a kli anyways. But a sandwich maker is not a kli. The Rav Vozner is very skeptical that this svara should be a svara. Just midei dabri, minya lenin. Another place where this type of svara does come up is discussed is where a refrigerator is plugged in. Because it's mechuba, it can only be used plugged into the wall, so it's mechuba lekarka. There's a discussion in the Mishnayos in Chela, something called Sirus Sal. Somebody makes a woman bakes cake. Let's say she makes three different batches of cake. She's baking for a simcha. She makes three cakes. Each cake by itself does not have a sheer hafrosh of Chela, which has to be a sizable amount. So she bakes the cake and she puts it into the freezer. Now, once you fill up the freezer with 3-4 cakes, there's enough in that freezer. If we look at the freezer as a kli, as a sal, as a basket, Balashim Chazal, then we look at that as being mitzaref, tziruf sal. It's mitzaref the different cakes into now it becomes one large size isa, one large size cake. The whole thing is mechuyev mechala. It's a problem. One of the svaros that's thrown about to get out of this problem is that since the freezer, the fridge, is plugged into the wall, it's mechuyev lekarka, and therefore it doesn't have a shem kli. Another svar, which is maybe more legitimate, is to say that since the size of a refrigerator or freezer is more than our boim so, the Mishnayos say all over that anything that the size of that a human being would be able to crawl into, of course you have the trays in the freezer you can't crawl into, but theoretically the whole freezer as a whole is big enough to curl up and crawl into. It's big enough to be our boim so, big enough to be a mikveh. Therefore, that would not have a shem kli. That's a better svara than the svara of plugging it into the wall. So again, there's a gemara here about avodah zara, and we're trying to take from it something that we could walk away with in practical halacha, as far as defining things that are broken. Does it lose its shem kli? Does it not lose its shem kli? And like we said, the nafkmina would be the prate of tzilut.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.